Yo, welcome to 3BM Podcast, where we're inspiring transformation through truth and transparency, where I have myself, Aaron,
Darius,
CJ.
You know, sorry we took so long. I know we're on the second episode, man. You know, Lord, you know, we had some things going on.
Lord, no.
You know, we're moving like old men out here, but we back, though.
We back
better than ever.
We're going to be more consistent, y'all. We promise.
For sure. So, what's up, man? How y'all been?
Blessed and busy, bro.
Come on. I like
no,
it.
No, that's right.
Blessed and busy, bro. Oh, man, you know, God has been good, though, man.
No
God
question. Has been he amazing, has, he
bro.
Has.
He's just been doing a lot, man. So, blessed to be here. How you been, brother?
Same, bro.
Yeah.
Blessed and busy, bro.
Yeah.
Glad we back to it. I feel like this topic's about to be powerful, so.
What? No question.
I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of the topic, what we plan to talk about today is the question of what is purpose? And so, no matter who you are, you have a purpose.
Yes.
Every human being is born with one. You know, we have questions that we need to ask ourselves. What is your vision? What have you always wanted to do? And what's your heart's desire? What's your dream? What has always been on your heart? You know, what do you feel you're called to do that God has given you specifically?
Yeah.
And so, what the first question is, you know, what is vision besides purpose?
So, I'll take the first stab at that, man. So, a vision is the ability to see, not with your physical eyes, but with your spiritual eyes, right? You know, the word says we walk by faith and not by sight. It's the ability to be able to see with your spiritual eyes, not just your physical eyes. So, you know, vision is inspired by God, right? And so vision comes from faith, right? Faith is the substance of all things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so we have to have that faith to receive that vision of things that we have not seen. So that's a vision purpose to me. You know,
I like
CJ,
that.
CJ, what you what
I love that. I love
you,
that, bro.
What you got for him, man?
I would say, and I agree 100% with everything you just said, but I would also say that
yes, sir.
A vision is a problem that God gives you to solve.
Facts.
I believe that God has designed each of us
yes.
to be an answer to
Come
a particular
on,
problem. And when you look at the life of Jesus, Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost."
Come on.
There was a need. So God filled that need by sending his son. So I would say, chill, bro. I would say it's the same thing for us. And each of us, like I said, each of us is created for a unique purpose to solve a unique problem. And while, like, we're in ministry, you know,
yeah.
so we're solving a problem,
yeah.
but we all bring something different to the table.
On,
so
man.
We
sure.
can't get caught
sure.
up in comparison. But, yeah, that's a whole other message.
Come on, man. The arm don't look at the leg and say why I can't reach.
Come on, man.
Stepping on toes with that one.
But, yeah, bro.
And so, you know, as we continue to talk on calling, you know, calling a purpose, you know, a person's ability to fulfill purpose is based on their willingness to accept God's calling to different roles and different
mm-hmm.
seasons of,
yeah.
their, of
mm-hmm.
their life.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
calling is the invitation for your participation.
Come on.
In the reason of your creation.
Come on, Diddy.
And we got that from none other than Pastor Darius.
You gotta say that again. You gotta put a little.
It says that calling is God's invitation
mm-hmm.
for your participation
mm-hmm.
in the reason for your creation.
God.
Oh! And so, you know, when
That's
you
fire.
Think about that, God is inviting you to a job that no other man can give you.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, he's inviting you to help him in his world.
Wow. In his world.
He don't need you, but he wants you.
He wants you.
Come on.
To be a
and
part.
And then, you know, how that makes us, that should make us feel, you know, some kind of way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If so, you know somebody don't need you, but they want you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
And so, if I accept, or you accept God's calling to different roles and different reasons, then the result is accomplishing purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the things with that, we have to hush our hearts and minds to hear God's invitation to our calling.
Yeah.
So, you know, whom or what are we putting into our minds?
Yes.
Who are we putting in around us?
Yes.
You know, we'll portray how clearly we can hear God's voice.
Right.
You know, and we
want gates.
Come on. We want to hear him clearly. We don't want a second guess, like, is he telling me this?
Right.
Is he telling me that?
Yeah.
You know, I'm stuck right here.
Yeah.
Well, you're stuck because you bumping this on Monday, but then when Sunday come around, then you want to go Fred Hammond.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't work out the muscle one day out of the week and expect to, you know.
Come on.
Get a six pack of abs.
Come
like,
on, man.
You know. Terry Crews over here.
Hey, bro, chill.
So, you know,
I ain't gonna fire right now. You know, I'm gonna let it go. You feel me? But once we off camera, though.
So, man,
you know, if we seek our hearts and minds to be in alignment with God's will, then our calling will be second nature to hear.
Yeah.
We will have no thoughts about it. Oh, that's what God wants me to do. I need to do that. I need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because in order to accept the calling, we have to be listening.
Yeah.
You know, and we can be in our calling without alignment.
Yeah.
But it won't be fulfilled for his glory, but for yours.
100%.
Yes.
100%. So lastly, on this point, you are called to serve your purpose.
Yes.
You know, you are called to, you are invited into the reason you were created for,
mm-hmm.
to serve in that purpose, to fulfill God's will.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. That's great, bro.
Yeah, man. And like you said, just that ratio. Check that ratio, man. If you, like you said, you can't work out that one muscle a week. Check your ratio. If you constantly pouring in, you know, if you got more sugar than water in your Kool-Aid,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be too sweet.
No question.
You got to check your ratio, man, and make sure that God is the overpowering factor in your life.
Facts, man. You can't be bumping Sexy Red Monday.
Come on,
Saturday.
Now. Come on.
And then Sunday.
Come on.
Kurt Franklin.
Yeah.
You about to see some change.
Right.
Come on, baby.
Come on, man.
You know, that's going to be turtle change right there.
Yeah.
Turtle cap. So, floating.
If anything.
If anything, for sure. Facts.
So, man, getting into the next question, man. So, what are the principles? We talking about purpose and vision. And so to make it more practical for, you know, for us, mm-hmm. and how we, you know, how it was made practical for us and things that, you know, those our listeners can, you know, maybe take and apply.
Yeah.
What are the principles of vision and purpose, man? Let's chop it off, man.
First, we have to understand a vision without a plan is just a dream. We just can't be out here. God has given us this vision. And we're not acting on it.
No,
so the first thing we have to do is write it down.
Mm. Vision?
Yeah.
Without a plan.
Plan is just a dream.
Come on, man.
It's just a dream, man. We ain't here for dreams, but
need something to press, get some applause.
But yeah. Habakkuk 2:2 says, "And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tablets, he may run that readeth it." And so that tells us the order that when God gives us vision, we have to write it down because when we write it down, it does something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It sparks that motivation to act, to run towards that thing, to achieve that goal. And I can't tell y'all how many times God has given me something. And then a week later, I don't remember what it is, but I know it was something big. You know what I'm saying? But I lost it because I didn't write it down. So I think that's super important to write it down. Next. Vision is a journey.
Yes.
It's broad. And so we have to break it down into smaller goals to make sure we're steadily getting to that larger goal. Because if not, you can overwhelm yourself. You have to start somewhere. So definitely have to break that thing down. The third thing I would say is become proficient in your gifting. Like, yes, God gave us each unique gifts, but we have to pour into those gifts. We have to refine them.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be able to maximize those things. So if you're a writer, like, how often are you writing?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? How often are you reading?
But kind of no question.
You know what I'm saying? If you feel like you're called to ministry, are you reading your word?
Come on.
If
come on.
You're called to open a business, how many seminars or conferences have you been? Like, are
come
you networking?
On.
Like,
yes.
you have to,
what are you feeding
it has to be backed up by some type of action, bro. And then the last thing is having accountability. Some people that are spirit-led, who you can share your goals with and who can accompany you on that journey, who also have, they might have similar goals, they may have different goals, but they can encourage you to achieve what God has given you. And I would say y'all boys are my accountability, and it's been a blessing. So those are four pr- principles I would say definitely need to keep in mind as you pursuing purpose and vision.
For sure.
That's hard. That's hard, man. Please, come
and for me, I would say possess the passion and understand the process of vision.
Yes.
So you will never be successful without passion. Passion are people who have discovered something more important than in life itself. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, you know your vision is from God when you're still in it once the storm has passed over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Nothing can stop you when your vision is from God. The key to overcome is passion.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if you keep the fire and you keep the oil, then, nothing can get in your way. No man can stop you. Mm-hmm. No devil can stop you.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Ain't nothing but you.
Come on,
because it's nothing but you and God in that space.
Right.
And so, God tells us exactly where we are going with our vision, mm-hmm. but he really tells us exactly how he'll take us there. He gives us purpose, but doesn't explain the full process. He allows us to go through hardships so that we can win in style to prepare us for the destination. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, it's not going to come like putting popcorn in the microwave.
No.
It's not a microwave. Yeah,
not for sure.
This isn't going to happen tomorrow. What he showed you could happen 15 years later. It could happen 20 years later. Mm-hmm. We have to continue to have that fire, continue to have that passion.
Yeah.
Even though he told us something, we have to know that it might not be right now.
Yeah.
And, he leads us day by day, step by step, through hardships and character building, mm-hmm. moving us closer to our purpose. Mm-hmm. So it's like in the wait is where we grow.
Yeah.
Is where we'll find, we'll build those characteristics.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
We'll build who we are, who we need to be for our final destination. Yeah. And when we build those things, we're in alignment with his will.
Yes.
Proverbs 16:9 says, we got it pulled up. I know it talks about for a man, in his own plans and course. It says, in their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps.
Yes.
So we can't rely on how fast we want it or when we want to get there.
Right.
We have to rely on when God believes we're ready to get there.
Right.
And so, we just have to keep it going like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, and that's huge, man. And, we talking about the principles and vision, the principles of vision and purpose, man. One thing that we know that we really have to have is that faith for vision and purpose, right? Because everything that God calls us to do is gonna require faith.
Facts.
It's gonna put your faith on trial. When God calls you to do think about it. He says he would do exceedingly above all you could ask or think.
Mm. Yeah. Come on.
That requires faith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To even take a step in that direction that God, I want to do any greater than what I could ever ask or think.
Come on.
Yeah.
But God enables us through his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. He gives us that opportunity. And so, sight is a function of the eyes, but vision is a function of the heart.
Mm.
And Hebrews 11:6, it says, and without faith, it is impossible. It says it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. So one, if we want this vision and this purpose, we got to earnestly seek God through faith. Mm-hmm. Through that faith, right? Because that is what is called for us to please him. And then this quote by Helen Keller, she made this quote. She said, it blessed me. She said, having no vision is worse than being blind.
Mm.
What?
Come on.
Having no vision is worse than being blind. And Grant, Helen Keller was a blind woman.
For sure.
But she still had vision, because vision was not with her natural eyes.
Mm-hmm.
She had vision with the heart, with her spiritual eyes. And so another verse that really speaks to this is James 1:5-8. It says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, And when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like the wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. That's James 1, 5, and 8. Yeah. You know, and we have to believe, right? Because our belief is tied to our receptibility of the very thing we ask for.
Yeah.
Like when we asking God, God, I need you to give me vision. I need you to give me, I want purpose. Help me to find out why you put it here. Because Miles Monroe, he once said, if you want to know what the product can do, you're going to talk to the manufacturer.
Come on. You're going to get in a place.
Come on. You're going to talk to the manufacturer. If you want to know all you can do, you're going to talk to the one who wrote the manual for that product. My God. And so, man, when we do that, when we go to God, we just have to believe when he tells us something that, man, just go for it. Get that confirmation from God, from Holy Spirit. Get that confirmation and let us be led by faith, man. So
amen.
Faith is necessary, man. A necessary principle, bro.
That's tough. I love that. So we even touched on what vision and purpose are. We talked about the principles of vision and purpose. So next, I want to ask y'all, how do we go about finding our purpose?
Right.
How do we gain vision from God?
I'll say that, of course, number one, we must be connected to God.
Mm-hmm.
It's no way to do this without getting in the place, like I said, to where we're building our relationship with him one-on-one.
Yeah.
Because if we don't connect with the source, then we can't be a supplier.
Yes.
And so we got to consult him. Mm-hmm. We have to consult him on everything that we do. We have to make sure it is in alignment in his will.
Right.
You know, make sure we're not going off our own thoughts and our own mind, you know, or off our own heart. And, you know, notice our consistent thoughts. Yeah. God speaks to us through thoughts, ideas, and visions.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why it's important to clear out the friends that aren't building you up. You know, clear out the hanging out, you know, late night club activity every weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's not building you up. It's not giving you no kind of substance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's draining. You know, be aware, like I said earlier, be aware of who you let around and who you let have your time.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing you can't get back is time. One thing you can't get back is time.
Gosh,
you know, you should always be focused on helping humanity or building others up in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that we do, when we find purpose, it is to glorify him.
Yeah.
It is always to glorify him. Just, you know, it should build his clean kingdom. It should not be, like I said, us. It should be God-centered. Mm-hmm. Everything you do should be God-centered. Your marriage, your house, you know, your car decision, your finances, everything should be God-centered. I mean, I know it sounds cliche,
right,
but it's a great practice. And who when you practice something, you know, you may not get perfect, but it becomes a habit.
Right.
And we're here trying to make habits, you know, and things, you know, needs encouragement, strategies, a way to navigate out of the struggles that we do have every day of, you know, trying to find our purpose. You know, granted, like for me, I'll be honest, me finding my purpose or, you know, knowing my purpose is not always easy.
Yeah.
Because it's always, you know, you second guess, you question. But, you know, when you build yourself up and you build the confidence up, you stay in your word, you'll know.
Yeah.
That this is really for you.
Yeah.
So,
hey, yeah, bro. Man. We got to go back to the relationships piece, bro.
Yes.
Because relationships are so vital. Whether they're good or bad is so vital to whether we're going to achieve the full purpose that God gave us or not, bro.
Facts.
And I think a lot of us, our generation, like sometimes we try to isolate ourselves. Like, I'm going to get out the mud. Like, I'm going to do it myself. Facts. But Jesus had 12 disciples.
Anybody
could achieve purpose without relationships, it was Jesus.
Come on.
And he showed that example of, you know, just being in godly relationships and how it's so important to pursuing and fulfilling vision and purpose, bro. So definitely got to just wanted to touch on that, man.
Yeah, for sure, bro.
Another thing is you have to be careful about who you share your purpose with or who you share that vision with bro.
Come on. Right?
Because the easiest or the best time to kill something is in seed form.
Come on, man.
Come on. And so I know it's some people out there, bro, that had these dreams that God gave them. They shared it with the wrong person at the wrong time. Like, huh? How you going to do that?
No question.
Ain't nobody in our family went to college.
Yeah. Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you ain't going to never be. You know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff.
And it's like, you know, God will give you a vision in a impossible place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll be in a place, he'll give you a vision about somewhere. You'll be in a place like, God, how can I do that? And mm-hmm. I'm struggling here, mm-hmm. I'm struggling there. Mm. You know, this is like way over my head.
Come on.
But like you said, he would do exceedingly abundantly. Mm. You know, come on.
Come here, Sarah. Come here, Abraham.
We were talking about that last week.
Yeah. Come on.
Sarah, 90 years old.
Yeah.
She laughed. Yeah. But they were talking about having a baby.
Yeah.
At 90 years old, how many of us got, you know, grandmas up? You imagine your grandma thinks she's about to have a child.
Hey, chill out, bro.
Like, crazy. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Crazy.
Like, no. No.
That's crazy, bro. And I feel like that's... Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, you good.
I feel like that's how you gauge if it's purpose or not, bro. Mm. Because if you feel like you could do it within your own strength,
it's probably not purpose.
Like, purpose cause, like you said, you have to have faith. It's scary.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I can't do this on my own.
Yes.
No question.
Yes, and you know, the Bible even says, who hopes for what they already have? If you already have it, it does not take hope. It does not take faith if you already have it.
Yes,
and so, man, that's why, like you said, like Sarah and Abraham, 90.
Come on.
They could not do that without faith. It was impossible. Mm-hmm. Impossible for them to accomplish. And God gave them that vision. God told them, yo.
Sure.
Yeah, Sarah gonna have a child. Abraham laughed in the face of God. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
What?
Come on.
Like that, but he was close. Like, he was like, he couldn't even help himself. Bust out laughing. He on his face, just weak.
Yeah.
What? And then it's like, man. But it had to take faith. He had to build that up. And God didn't tell him that one time though. Mm-hmm. God told him that. He told him that again, and he told him that again. And God reconfirmed, even in his weakness. God confirmed to allow him to continue to grow in that faith about what God, that vision that God had gave him. Mm-hmm. And so, again, man, so just like how Aaron was saying, man, purpose does not, it does not include just you. You know, if your purpose is solely about you, then your purpose, that the purpose that you believe you have, is not the purpose that God had for you. If it's only about you.
Facts.
Right?
Facts.
And so we got 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 24. It says, no one should seek their own good, but the good of others. Right? Mm. It's not about just you. We should be seeking. Jesus came here and he wanted to please God, but he loved the people and he lived to heal and bless the people, to bring the kingdom of God to the people. To seek and search and save the lost.
Come on.
Hurst, it sound like to me you saying that purpose is about serving and not about status.
Come on.
I got that one from Pastor Charles Transformation Church, so I ain't saying that. But that's gonna resonate. That's a reminder in my phone, a daily reminder. Purpose is not about status, it's about service.
Yes, and we're gonna even back that up with the word. Mark 10:43-44, it says, not so with you. Instead, who wants to become great among you must be your servant.
Well,
and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all.
Come on.
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. I mean, it says it right there.
It's plain.
I'll tell you what.
It says it right there. And then it says we should strive. And then, you know, and then so with that, man, you know, we should just really strive to bless and build up. Right. And to encourage others. Right. Because then and only then will our true vision and purpose be revealed by us seeking God, seeking that right relationship with God. And, it, you know, if you the Bible says if you say you love God, but you hate your neighbor, then that meant you deceive yourself.
Yeah.
You can't love God and hate people.
For sure.
You're lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Double standard.
It's a double, like, because Because if you, how can you say you love somebody but you hate their wife? They're one.
For sure. Yeah.
They're one. Yeah. Right? And so we should just strive to continue to stay at the feet of Jesus, right? We seek purpose. We want to, how do we get it? Fasting, prayer, constant communication, yeah, growing with the Father.
Prayer, bro. That's so key. Come Aaron, on. You're married. You're a married man. Imagine if you just texted Ashley in the morning and at night. Or when you ate, because that's how we see God. We pray in the morning. Sometimes we pray when we eat, and we pray before we go to bed. Imagine if y'all spoke three times a day. What would y'all relationship look like, bro?
It would look like
nothing. Like nothing.
you know, man. It's like that would almost be like transactional.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Genie in a bottle.
Like, transactional, not relational.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Just come up. When you need something, Lord, I need you.
Uh-huh.
You know, you doing all the speaking in tongues and dropping all around the corner. But
come on.
Oh, I haven't heard you.
You in a while.
Wow. Sure you been.
Come on.
Then he told you what to do, and you was like, oh, you didn't know, because you kept going. Yeah. You didn't stop.
You didn't stop.
You couldn't hear him.
To wait for instruction.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Say, Lord, we will wait on you.
My goodness.
Come on.
We'll wait.
And that's one thing. That's a part of prayer that, you know, we oftentimes neglect is we often treat prayer as a one-way communicative.
Come on.
Like it's a one-line communication.
Talk your talk, Hurst.
Like, God does not still speak.
It's a dialogue.
Come on.
Like, God does not still speak. And one of the things that I really, really was seeking clarity about at the beginning of this year was the voice of God.
Come
God,
on.
I want to hear the voice. I want to hear something audible coming from you. And at the end of that fast, man, God, he gave me a revelation. Our bodies are temples, the dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
Come
when
on.
You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Hey.
Come on now.
God himself comes and he makes you his dwelling place, and he lives inside of you.
Hmm.
So we oftentimes look so much for, well, God, I got to see something. You got to show me a sign, or you got to do this or that. God lives inside of you.
Come on.
So if God lives inside of you, if he wants to communicate with you, wouldn't you get that communication from the inside?
Come on.
They want to hear Mufasa.
No question.
Aaron.
No question. Move.
Move.
No do question. You remember who you are?
Yes. You like that. Man, you got to be still.
You feel me?
You got to be still, man.
When we praying about things, it's important to sit there and just gauge what we hear, because we have lines of communication. Sometimes we might hear something from the flesh. We might hear something that's from ourselves. We might hear something from the enemy. But the way, you know, Jesus said, when they called Jesus Beelzebub, Jesus said, a house divided cannot stand.
Come on.
So if you are hearing something that, one, aligns with the word of God, mm-hmm, it has to be done by faith. It makes your flesh uncomfortable, and it is for God's purpose and plan for your life. It's not even possible that the devil would even think to tell you something like that.
Come on.
He wouldn't even try to tell you something like that.
No question. He's going to tear you the other way.
Yeah,
the other way. And that's the other thing. When you hear that, and you hear that voice that's telling you something that calls for faith, and it aligns with the word, and it makes you comfortable in your spirit, and then you get immediate fear right after that.
Ooh wee.
Yeah.
And you start feeling immediate fear about that thing that you just heard from your spirit God instructed you to do, and now you got fear about it.
Come on. CJ know. I told him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's time to talk about it.
Come on.
I told my wife the other day. You know, she was talking about it, and it's nervous.
It's nervous.
You know, it make your skin crawl.
Come on. Yeah.
This makes your skin crawl right now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. But that's how you know that instruction was from God.
Yeah.
But he can communicate with you now from the inside if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Come on.
For sure. Come on, for
man.
Sure.
That's huge. That's huge.
Big time, man.
That's huge. I love that. So I would say, and just building off what you just said, the concept of praying and just being still.
Yes.
If we just take the time to self-reflect, what am I passionate about? What am I good at?
Yes.
What comes naturally to me
that
others tend to struggle with? Mm-hmm. What do people tend to come to me for?
Right.
That'll point you in the right direction. Like, we don't need God to part the sky and the voice of Mufasa. Like, just take the time to be still and reflect over different aspects of your life.
Yep. Yes.
Because a lot of times we try to be so deep, but if you just be still, the answer could be right there.
Yes. Right.
Just pause.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, what has he already given you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you already have? What's in your hand?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Come on.
And one thing that helped me find my purpose that I really got, it made sense because I had watched this video from Miles Monroe, was what agitated me, what agitated my spirit, and it lit me on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, God, I got to solve this.
Yeah.
I was about to quit. Oh my God, there's so much stuff that done happened since then. Mm-hmm. Man.
Damn, fast was a blessing.
Yeah,
man.
Bro.
It was a blessing.
It was a blessing, man.
Yeah, we gotta do an episode on fasting, bro.
Come on.
That might be.
The Lord really kept us through the fast. He gave us the days to do, and he kept us. Gave us time. Word. Man, that was a blessing.
The whole time.
It really was, bro.
That was the best one yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah, no
we
question.
Got many more to go.
Yeah.
I have myself for sure.
Sure. Well, now that we got those three out of the way, man, let's get to the last one. The last question we have is, what are some obstacles to pursuing purpose?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll take the first stab at that, bro. So we talk about obstacles to pursuing purpose. One of the biggest ones is the waiting game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is waiting. When you feel like you constantly talking to God and you not hearing nothing and you not feeling him pointing you in any direction. And it's like that waiting, like, God, what is it? What am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times, what we have to understand is Jesus was never in a rush to go anywhere.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
It never, you read this Bible back and forth, front and back. It never said, and Jesus ran.
Ha! You won't find
it.
You read it front and back. Jesus didn't run anywhere, right? And so he oftentimes took his time to get into places. Even like they, when they told him that Lazarus was sick, he waited two more days.
Come on.
Two more days. And Mary and Martha, they was like, there's no need to come. He's dead. And you know, but Jesus still came, right? Jesus still came, and he was able to bring Lazarus back from the dead. So you got to think, like, how will we respond to the patience that God requires us to exercise while waiting for vision and purpose? How do we respond that waiting game? You know, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick.
For sure.
So when you're hoping for him to answer, you're hoping for that direction. When you start to wait, it could start to make you feel uneasy, you know, make you doubt, could bring all these types of feelings. And we see that with Sarah and Abraham.
Yeah.
She doubted what God could do through her, so she told Hagar, her slave, to have sex with Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
And now she was pregnant, and she was upset at Hagar and Abraham, mad at both of them.
Yeah, emotional decision.
At what she had told them to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Another obstacle, along with that waiting game, is faithfulness and obedience, man. It's that, will we continue to build up what we have? Will we be faithful to that last direction that God gave us,
mm-hmm.
right? Because oftentimes we want to hear God say something, give us the next instruction, but we haven't mastered this instruction.
Mm-hmm.
We're so focused on the next pasture
mm-hmm.
that we're not really looking at the green pasture that we're in right now.
Come on.
So we got to cultivate that area of grass
mm-hmm.
before we move to the next one.
Yeah,
right? Because you don't want to miss out on something that God has for you to do right now, thinking about what he has for you to do next.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And another thing, last thing that I'll say is just, you know, not accomplishing a vision can just lead to consequences, right? Because again, the vision and purpose and plan that God has for you is not just for you. Mm-hmm. It's for others. Mm-hmm. Your vision is so much bigger than just you. Facts. You know, as we just read the scripture where Jesus came to serve others, not to please himself, but to serve others.
Yeah.
And so with that, we just have to continue walking in God and walking in faith and just putting our best foot forward every day. Sure. Yeah. To make a decision that's on God's mm-hmm. side and on the side that will make a move that'll be fulfilling to the purpose, plan that he has over our lives and the vision that he has given us. Because vision might not be for, you might not have the same vision in every season.
Yeah.
Your vision, your purpose in this season could be different and tied to a specific group of people than your vision and purpose in the next.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Be able to adjust.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Now, granted, you still have that gift, mm-hmm. but God might want you to exercise another gift in this season, in this mm-hmm. area. So
mm-hmm. that's why it's so important to stay connected to the source.
Bro. Yes. Yes, bro. Well,
it's like when Superman goes to the sun to get his strength. We have to go to God to get our strength.
So yeah.
Give it out and spread it out to those mm-hmm. around us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can connect them to the source we're connected to.
Right.
Come on. We don't go to our indefinite supply.
Right.
Come
right.
on.
Exactly. Unlimited. Don't run out.
Come on.
You don't run out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The sun that Superman goes to, that sun going to eventually
explode. It goes down.
You know what I'm saying?
It goes down.
Yeah. So but the sun that we going to,
come on now,
come on,
he's eternal.
Come on.
The Bible say, "Remain in me, and I remain in you. If you remain in me, you will bear much fruit."
Come on.
But apart from me, you can do nothing.
Like, come on,
CJ. What you got for him, man?
That's huge, bro. And gotta go back to what you said about just taking advantage of here, bro.
Yes.
Because we can't get there if we're not maximizing here.
Yes.
Yeah. That's so important. And then just looking at the life of Jesus. He had the biggest purpose.
Come on.
Out of anybody. Like, yeah, nobody will have a greater purpose than
that's
that.
Big bro.
And the fact that he didn't run, that's big bro.
That's a big bro.
Bro, hundreds of years of prophecy fulfilled in 3 years,
in
bro.
In three years,
being intentional. He didn't run, like you said.
Mm.
So that's powerful, man. But I would say one of the obstacles is indecisiveness. Because if the enemy can't slow us down, he'll speed us up.
Ooh.
So I think of a traffic signal. You got your go. That's when God telling you, Aaron, Hurst, this is what I'm telling you to go. Do it. Yeah. Obey. Yellow, it might be, all right, it's getting a little out of balance. Let me slow you down so I can download some things in you in this season so that you can be prepared for what's next.
Come here, Moses.
And then sometimes it's rain.
Yeah.
Like, just stop.
Yeah.
But we have to be mindful of it, because if we're thinking God is saying go, but mm-hmm. he's saying slow down or stop, that can lead to disaster.
Yeah. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That could lead to a car accident. Yeah. Or if we're slowing down or stopping and God is saying go, we could be late.
Yeah.
To our appointment, to our destination.
Sure.
So it's so important that we stay connected with God through prayer, through godly community.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? All those things, bro, studying our word. And the key is, I can't remember which one of y'all said it, but we have to consult God before everything.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, even in my meetings, I ask God, before I go into a daily meeting, I ask God for guidance. Like, God, just give me wisdom, give me clarity of thought and speech. There's nothing too small or too big to go to God about.
Yes.
And that's how a relationship is built. That's how intimacy is built. If I'm only going to God when it's an emergency, like,
come on.
You don't know me like I want you to know me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a hotline for life. Like, it's forever. This ain't just for emergency.
Yeah. Right.
So we gotta maximize that, bro.
Yeah.
We gotta maximize that. But yeah, man. Definitely just being in tune with God and understanding his time is pivotal, bro.
Yeah.
To achieving purpose.
Yeah.
For sure, man.
And so we gotta think about also how we not recognizing the cost.
Mm.
We don't recognize the cost to, you know, the obstacles to pursuing purpose.
Right.
You know, Luke 16:10 says, if you are faithful in little things, you will be faithful in large ones, to speak to what you were saying. But if you are dishonest in little things, you will be honest. You won't be honest with greater responsibilities. So if he can't trust you with going to down the street, he ain't gonna trust you to go to North Carolina.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
You know, my dad used to always tell me this all the time. He tells me that if you can't clean room, then how can you be expected to clean the house?
Facts.
Ooh, so, you know, facts. You know, it goes into that. Man. Yeah. We can't, you know, in order for us to get to the larger responsibilities that we want to get to, we have to take care of the smaller ones.
That's good.
You know, we start small and then we get big.
Yeah.
We don't get big and then stay big. That don't happen like that.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus. God is, he takes his time. You know, we are to be raised up like children. Yeah. What do? With children, when we give them food, we chop the food up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we chop it up in, you know, pieces, small right. pieces, mm-hmm. sand pieces. Right. So we have to do that. Vision should be specific, but aim at a specific target.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what are the objectives of success?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
what makes you successful?
Yeah.
And comparison. You know, that's a big one. No need to compete and don't imitate others, you won't receive God's full blessing
mm-hmm.
because you're called to be your own specific person.
Right.
You aren't
right.
called to be yeah. that person. You aren't yeah. called to be that person or that preacher. You know, you're your own unique person. Like we said earlier, we bring our own uniqueness mm-hmm. to certain things. So, you know, we just have to keep staying in God's word, continue to be in his will, and we will continue to do what he wants us to do for his glory.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I love it.
Man, it was just one thing he said that really, it like the Holy Spirit just, he dropped that thing as soon as you said it.
Yeah.
You said, we get big, but we might not stay big.
For sure.
And that, when you said that, it just took me back to that same scripture where Jesus said, I am the vine and you are the branches and my Father is the gardener. And then he prunes us.
Come on.
The Father prunes us. So once you become fruitful.
Come on.
Once you remain in the vine and you become fruitful and you do get to that place where you feel like, okay, God, I'm doing it. The Father comes.
Come on.
And he prunes you. Pruning. That's a cutting back
yeah.
of the branches. But he doesn't do it
yeah.
to destroy you or yeah. to do any of those things. But mm-hmm. he does it because now you will be even more fruitful than mm-hmm. you have ever
Come
been.
On. It'll keep you humble.
To keep you humble,
keep you humble. You know
because you know that if the Father, if it wasn't for God cutting you back,
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't for him bringing you back down to, okay, God, here we go. Let's get back to where we were. It could be anything,
yeah.
right? That God's just, you know, I not slow your road. Like you said, yeah. that light gets yellow.
Yeah.
That lights get yellow, right? Yeah. And so now it's okay, it's getting yellow. But now, God, when that light turns green, When it's time for harvest,
mm-hmm.
your branch has now bore more fruit than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Because you were willing to let the Father prune. You were willing yeah. to adhere to what God, the Father, wanted for your life, mm-hmm. his purpose and plan by cutting you back so that now, okay, God, this is where I'm at right now, but I'm still relying on you. Because if you don't rely on the vine, Come Jesus, on. The vine, after you get pruned, then you won't bear any fruit.
No, sir, you won't.
If you don't stay in that vine, mm-hmm. then the Bible says, apart from me, Jesus said, apart from me, you can't do anything.
Come on.
Mm.
So if we stay there, we'll bear more fruit.
Mm.
My
so,
God.
So pruning isn't pretty, but it's purposeful.
Oh! It ain't pretty, but it's,
bro, it's like working out. Working out hurts. If y'all really lift
yeah.
and work out and push yourself, it's not fun.
And you know, all three of us have been through conditions.
Come on, bro. Come on, man.
It is not fun, bro. But yeah. game time.
Come on.
We was ready to
oh
go.
Oh my God.
Easy work.
Hey.
Boom.
Yeah, it felt good.
We'll have to talk about that
story. Hey, yeah, for sure. We're going to ask for y'all opinions, too.
Oh, man. But, nah, this was amazing, bro. But just to wrap up, I just want to everybody get a chance to share what are some of the rewards? Because we talked about what it is, you know, the obstacles, all that good stuff. But why should I be pursuing purpose? Because sometimes life might be good, you know, from the outside looking in. You know what I'm saying? Or they could be all right, you know, but it's still something missing. But they like, I'm comfortable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what are some of those rewards? Like, what's the benefits of being in God's will and doing his purpose for your life?
Yeah.
And so, you know, with the first one, I'll say prosperity and hope. Yeah. You know, Jeremiah 29:11 says, of course, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in the future." You know, so anything that God has planned for us isn't anything that will be our fault, right, if we're in alignment with His will.
Right.
You know, we're in alignment with His will, then prosperity and hope will be nothing short of amazing. It will be actually more than what we think it will be.
Yeah.
You know, exceedingly and abundantly.
Come on.
I love that. I love that.
Nah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful, man. So I'll say some of the rewards. I would just touch on this. We'll start with Romans 8:28. It says, "And we know that all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose." Right? So when we are working in the purpose of God, He's going to work all the things that we do for the good. Mm-hmm. Because we're in love with Him. Because we're staying connection to the vine. Right? And we're seeking to pursue the things that He has called us to do. Right? And it also comes with a different level of confidence, man. Mm-hmm. Like, when you know that you are doing what God told you to do.
For sure.
You don't care who offers you a job.
Yeah.
You don't care who says, "Hey, man, I got this for you, man. What you gonna do? Huh? Come on, you know. You don't care about none of that, bro.
For sure.
Because you know that, like, man, I'm doing what God told me to do. And I know that His plan is to prosper.
Come on.
Like you said, prosper you and not to harm you, but to give you hope and a future.
Come on.
Right? Come on. So I'm like, why would I leave from my hope and future for a dollar?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's bigger than that. And you know, my thing is, man, you know that well done? I want to hear that, man.
Come on, man.
I want to hear that real bad.
Well done.
Come on. Don't get it started,
Don't
brother.
Play with it.
Don't get it started, brother.
Hey. You can come on in.
Hello. That's right. Hello, somebody.
And then, you know, we don't do this just for us.
Right.
We're doing it for us, we're doing it for others, but we also do it for our bloodline.
Yeah.
You know, it just takes one in the bloodline to the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when we listen, like Hagar.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about Hagar.
Yeah.
And she ran away, and the Lord of angel of the Lord came to her, and He told her to go back.
Go back.
Listen and go back. He will bless your descendants beyond numbers.
Beyond numbers.
And you can count.
Oh my God.
Come on. Mm. If you listen, you will bless your descendants off of one command.
It's bigger than you.
Come on.
It's bigger
than you. And who knew if she would have went back to Egypt, Isaac might have been killed.
Come on.
I mean, Ishmael might have been killed.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
But that's why it's important to listen to what God says, because in His direction is protection.
Come on, Bishop.
That's right. Come on, Bishop.
In His direction is protection and sustainability. Because if God told you to do something, you can bet your last dollar that He's going to sustain you.
Come on.
While you're doing it.
For sure.
Yeah. You can know that, because God is a king, and He's not a negligent king. Mm-hmm. If you're in the kingdom, He's going to do what He said He's going to do. And so that's one of the rewards, man. Just staying in that constant connection with God and just being successful in all that you do that is aligned with your purpose.
Yeah.
Now, we can't say now that just because you're doing this, if you start doing other stuff, that, you know, that's going to rot too now, you know. But as long as it's purposeful and in alignment with the will of God, God will prosper you. Mm-hmm. And what He told you to do. Mm-hmm. Guaranteed.
100%.
Guaranteed.
100%. I love that, man. I would say one of the benefits of pursuing purpose, to wrap up, is peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you." When you're really in God's purpose, you don't have a choice but to keep your eyes on God. Because we talked about it takes faith. You need God to fulfill that.
For sure. Yes.
And a lot of times we go after the wrong thing. So we're going after the six figures, or we're going after, you know, the fat crib or whatever. And so from the outside looking in, it's like, dang, they killing it. But there's something missing. That peace because a lot of times they're outside of the will of God.
Right.
And so that's why we have to make sure that our definition of success aligns with God's definition of success.
Come on. Come on. Faithfulness.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. And that comes from being in the Word.
Yeah.
That comes from being in a godly community.
Yeah.
For sure. That comes through prayer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
Man, that's good, man. And that's good. And success, man, is to God is faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Being faithful to
God. It's doing what God told you to do.
That's it. Not what he told you. Not doing what God told Caesar, or what God told you. What he told me.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yep.
Come on, man.
Yep.
Come on.
Wow. Jeez. Wow, man.
Man. Episode 2 out of the book.
Episode 2. That was a great one.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, so vision and purpose, man. If y'all have any questions, comments, man, please feel free to hit the DM, hit the chat box in the comments, or hit us up, man, and let us know what are your thoughts on vision and purpose. Share this episode with anyone who you think will benefit from it. Share it with your friend, your mama, your sister, your brother, whoever, man, so we can continue to grow in a purposeful lifestyle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We appreciate y'all. We love you.
Love y'all.
We thank you.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Peace.